Proclamation number 8097 of 8th of February, 1962. God's love pursues people. Creation love proof. I truly want to make the path of ascent easy for you if I recognize your will that you want to take it, that you want to reach me, whom you acknowledge as God and Father from eternity. For the Father does everything for his child in order to gain its love. Since I am love myself, I also embrace everything with my love that once came forth from me. You are all products of my love, and you are and remain united with me because your fundamental substance is divine strength of love, because you therefore also remain emanated strength of love from me which cannot eternally pass away anymore, but which nevertheless could and did strive away from me of its own free will and thereby turned your nature inwards and could no longer exhibit anything divine about it. But if a father fears losing his child, he will pursue it and try to induce it to return to him again because he loves his child. In the same way, I will not leave anything of substance to itself, but I will also follow it and help it to slowly ascend. Yet I do not reveal myself to it at first so as not to harden its resistance, but I provide it with help which the being unconsciously avails itself of. I take it captive, and it allows itself to be taken captive because it is thereby wrested from another power which mercilessly wants to keep it in deepest depth. My love applies to the created in every constitution. For I want to be eternally united with all that was once created, I want to fill all created without limit, and all created also returns to me one day, which had voluntarily aspired to the depth. The fact that I am particularly concerned for the human being during earthly life, who is the spiritual being I once aspired to, is again based on my infinite love, which wants to win the human being's will for itself in order to then also possess his love. And thus the human being must also experience my great love during earthly life if he is to reciprocate it. He must be informed of an exceedingly perfect being which is love itself and which wants to bestow its love upon its creatures. The human being must feel himself to be my creature and now also desire my love. And therefore I pursue the human being with my love, which he would also be able to recognize if only he would pay attention to his earthly fate, which clearly testifies to the guidance of a power which wants him well. For no one is left in his earthly adversity, again and again he is granted help, again and again a powerful deity expresses itself and helps the human being out of adversity. 8th of the 2nd, 1962, you could recognize me. Yet my adversary has great power over you because you desire what still belongs to him, because you still turn your eyes towards the earthly world and therefore pay no attention to spiritual currents. And the more you desire earthly things, the more you prove your affiliation to him and the less you will pay attention to my silent revelations and thus also not be able to recognize my love which is constantly meant for you and wants to win you. But I cannot prevent my adversary from using all his arts to captivate you. For he has an equal right to you since you once followed him voluntarily. And therefore it is indeed a battle between me and him for your souls, but you yourselves will bring it to a conclusion, for you will have to decide for me or for him. But if only a small flame of love is kindled in you, then I will also know that I've won you, for love pushes towards me. The divine spirit spark, which is my share, pushes towards the eternal Father Spirit and the human being is saved for time and eternity. You should only ever consider everything around you as a gift from me. You should recognize that everything I have brought into being serves you. You should not pay attention to what people do to you but to what your God and Creator created for you from eternity in order to make your life on earth pleasant. You should gratefully accept everything that serves you in life from my hand. I.e., always know that it is I who provides for you and cares for you during your earthly life. And you would have to recognize and acknowledge so much love on my part that it truly should not be difficult for you to love me again because you recognize me as your benefactor. And you should unite yourselves with the one who again and again demonstrates his great love for you. And it would truly be better for the whole of humanity if it wanted to turn away from my adversary and strive towards me. For this free will would be blessed a thousandfold, because now people could quickly ascend. For then my adversary would have lost his power. He would no longer be able to harass people who have voluntarily taken the path to me. Their father, who is only waiting for his children's returned home in order to now also be able to make them happy without limitation. And therefore I will court your love as long as you live on earth, and my love will also always reveal itself to you. But never force your will, which is and will remain free because you are divine creatures. Amen.